Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. We get no advance notice, so it's always a very lovely surprise. We'll take questions in the order of call-in, and let's get started.
Hello, dear one.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you.
And you are, please?
My name is Lancelot.
Lancelot. Lancelot of...
The Round Table,
the Round
yes.
Table, King Arthur's time, and all of that wonderful stuff.
Correct.
Wonderful. Well,
and,
welcome.
And your good buddy Merlin.
And my very good buddy Merlin, yes. Probably your good buddy, too.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm sure everybody knows who you are. Do you have a comment you'd like to make about your last lifetime as Lancelot?
I thought I did it rather well.
Well, I think most of us would agree with you.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, we have Barbara on the line. Barbara, welcome.
Welcome. Good evening.
Hello, dear one.
Good evening. Good evening. May I call you Sir Lancelot?
You may indeed.
Thank you. May I ask, I have many questions tonight.
Let's go.
May I? Oh, thank you. Okay, Hillary, or whatever is going on, is she on steroids? Or is her double on steroids, or a triple?
Steroids, no.
What's she on?
Tranquilizers?
Will the stock market crash?
The stock market is always going to go up and down, and there will be a reaction to the changes that are in process, but it is not going to be huge.
Because I thought the derivatives and the bonds had no volume. There's no volume in the stock market, so that's why I thought that it perhaps would just do a complete crash.
Well, let's don't have that. I don't think that would serve. I don't think that would serve anyone.
Okay. Donald Trump, what's his future?
He's going to continue to be the flamboyant personality he is.
I already voted today. Now what? What is happening with the election? Because I already voted.
Dear one, the election will be canceled. And there will be better for humanity elections to be held afterwards.
Well, what happens to my vote?
Well, if the election is canceled, your vote will be nullified, yes?
When is that going to happen?
When is it going to become public knowledge?
Public knowledge? Why would it? What's going to make it become public knowledge?
What's going to make it? The powers that be are going to have to tell the people shortly. Before November 8th, yes?
and the gold standard? Will there going to be coins and there will be no money, paper money? It'll be all digital or on debit cards?
No, there will be paper money, but it will be gold back.
In the 1980s, an agreement was signed by the GOP to do not challenge the Democratic Party on the voting fraud, and this is in effect for 50 years. The judge who okayed it comes in once a year and signs this order for another year. Is that true?
No, dear one. But it's a nice story.
Oh. Are the... when is the RV when will that be announced? Like in a few weeks? Will it be announced before Nisara? And will Nisara be first and then the RV? What sort of is a time frame here?
Those are going to be occurring almost right on top of one another.
And what would be the approximate time range?
December.
Before the holidays or right after?
Before.
In the Bible, it mentions 144,000 as stated in the Bible. Are those the people that are going to help save the planet? I mean, money-wise and working with foundations? And what is the 144,000?
Those are souls committed to bringing and keeping the light on the planet.
Were the polls electronic polls? Were they all fixed for Hillary?
There is not much that occurs in that arena that hasn't been, as you say, fixed.
So most of it has been fixed.
Yes.
Julian Assad, his right-hand man was killed last week. Will Julian Assad be safe?
Yes.
Will he have more emails to come out?
A few.
Will they be the ones to wrap this up where we won't have an election?
They will contribute to that, but they won't be the only cause.
What will be the cause?
Your friends from outer space are going to help you get this mess straightened out.
How will they do that?
Mostly information and education.
Where will that come from as far as education? How will we know how to be educated?
They will make it very clear.
Snowden, is he safe?
Yes.
Will he ever come back to the United States of America?
Most likely not.
He will get married and raise his family in Russia. Can you tell me a little bit about Putin? Is Putin our enemy?
Putin is the planet's friend.
In what respect? How would you call him?
He has been coached and educated by what you would call friendly ETs now for quite some number of years. He stepped up. He said he would be available to do this, and bless him for doing it.
We, here in Massachusetts, we are supposed to get a transponder for our cars, which means that every mile that we drive, we will be taxed. Will that go through?
It possibly will go through, but not be implemented.
Also, they see an increase in sales tax from 5% to 7%.
And the question is?
Will we have to have an increase of 5% to 7%, Lancelot?
The whole taxation system is going to change. The whole governance system is going to change. You have tremendous change coming, dear one.
Okay.
For the better.
For the better.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara, for all of your questions.
I have one more question.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about me, where I'm going and what I'm going to do and who I am and who was I in a past life? Because I know I was somebody.
You've had several past lives, dear one.
And what were they?
At this point in time, it will not serve you to go there because we need you to be focused on this lifetime.
I always felt I was Helen of Troy at one lifetime.
And it won't serve you to go there.
What will serve me? What is my place here on this planet right now? Who am I? What am I? Right now I'm broke, but who am I?
You're one who provides information and links to information for others.
Explain.
You help people to know what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Barbara.
I've had a lot of questions tonight, and I appreciate all the time that you have taken with me. Good night.
Most welcome, dear one.
Okay, Alyoska. Alyoska, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hello, dear one.
Hiya. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lancelot.
Oh, hi. Okay. Well, I was really curious about Trump, and is he serving a larger, greater purpose here? What is he providing a service to humanity by what he's doing here now? Or not?
Yes, he is. No. he's pointing out many things that need to be brought into balance, shall we say. Would you not agree?
Yeah. Absolutely. I just know there's a greater purpose for him being here, that he is of service in some way, and he is shining the light on so many different things.
Yes, he is. And having a blast doing it. So
yes,
good for him.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, good for more power to him. Well, he's
that's right.
But what is it? So you said that the election is not going to happen, and certain events are going to. Can you speak more of what's going to happen to prevent the election from happening?
There's going to be announcements made about the change in governance on the planet and in what you call the United States.
So that's going to allow the elections to be postponed.
Well, it's a total changeover, dear, to a much better governance than you have had happening for many decades.
Ever. Yes. can you go into the new form of governance?
Think round table.
Oh, okay. That's a good image.
Which is probably why you came today, Lancelot, as a support for us to begin to understand.
Yes.
Wonderful.
I've been found out.
Well, we love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And what is the greatest thing we can do to support this, the understanding of what's going on, how we can support our evolution here?
The more you can bring love to the planet,
yes,
to the people,
yes,
you will, the better you will support it. That's what is needed. Love and light.
And we can, yes, love and light, and just emanating that and really, truly coming from that place.
Absolutely.
Being that love. Yeah, being living from the love and enjoying
Correct.
Every second of it.
Yes.
So be it, so it is.
Good.
Oh, I have a question about my body. I don't know if you can answer it. I had hip replacement surgery about 3 years ago, and since then I've developed a very painful point in my upper right thigh, and it has to do with tendons, I believe. And I am working on healing it with a physical therapist and doing my own healing work on it. And I want to get this healed because it's really interfering with my life.
I understand. Can I recommend, dear one, that you go and spend time in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber?
I will soon as I get my money.
Not once, but several times.
Okay, hyperbaric. What will that do for me?
And your question about that was?
Was how will it assist the healing of my leg?
The oxygen that will go into your body will do that.
Hallelujah. So I will do that. Well,
yay. Good for you.
Yay. Right. Yay is right. Oh, another question. I have a 16 and a half, 17-year-old cat that has kidney disease. I've had her blood tested. And any suggestions about that diet-wise? I'm giving her homeopathics, and I got a special oil from Canada specifically for this, which I'm having trouble giving her because she doesn't like the way it tastes. But anything you can add to that, because I love my kitty dearly.
Get her kittens.
Get her kittens?
Yes.
That would be the last thing. Why, to keep her distracted or what? Or that I'll have another cat when she dies, what?
The kittens will fill her up with life, which is what she needs right now.
Well, isn't there something that I should focus on with her kidneys to heal them more specifically? I'm not in a place right now where I can get her kidneys as much as
okay.
I'd love to. That's not going to work for me in my current situation. So anything you could suggest, like slippery elm bark, I have to get that for her because that's good.
Run healing energy on her kidneys.
I've been doing that.
Yes,
thank you.
That's the best thing.
Okay.
Other than
kittens.
Put her
in a hyperbaric. What?
Other than kittens.
Other than kittens, okay. Or put her in a hyperbaric chamber.
Yes.
Okay, because kidney disease, from what I understand, is not reversible. You know, just so what I'm doing is just slowing the inevitable.
What I want you to consider, dear one, is not empowering the disease, empower the cat.
Yes, okay. But I can't ignore what's gone. I had her brother died about 3 years ago from kidney disease. I've been through this before.
Understand.
So I am empowering her. Believe me, she's changed. She's very... my life is sort of devoted to her now. She gets up so many times during the night she wants to eat. I mean, this is making her want to eat very often, sometimes every half an hour. And when she wants something, she's very clear on communicating that. So I am severely sleep deprived at this point. But I'm doing everything I can in gratitude to help her. But anyway, I'll just continue doing that. So thank you very much for your time with me.
You are most welcome, dear one. Many blessings to you.
Thank you
all. Thank you, Alyoska. Okay.
Thank you. Welcome.
Let me just take a quick break before Cindy has her turn. She's next. If you're on a listen-only line, you need to hang up and call a Q&A line. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. And we have the honor today of Lancelot being with us. And Cindy, you're up next.
Hi, Sir Lancelot.
And Mary, hello, dear one.
Mary, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I have three dots tonight. Yay! I know there's a lot of disinfo out there, so I'm not sure if this is accurate, so I would like to know if it is accurate. Somewhere around the United States, there's approximately 100,000 military soldiers, good guys, that are going to sweep in and do major mass arrests. And I don't know if they're positioned throughout the United States or in one particular spot. Is this accurate? I'm assuming it's possibly for the congressmen and congresswomen and the senators and all their aides.
Dear one?
Yeah.
The operation you are speaking of is one of removing the last of what has been called the cabal.
Okay. So that would include the senators and, let's say, high top media people that are controlling all the news and such as that.
Many in that arena as well.
Okay. Okay. Another rumor, which I'd like confirmed either way, is Assange of WikiLeaks, is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay. So are they going to keep trying to cut him off from putting out information?
As long as they're still there.
Oh, okay. So that's referring back to the 100,000 soldiers.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
So will these arrests happen just before this, or around the same time that the announcement of no election?
Before.
Okay. So anytime between now and November 7th.
Roughly, yes.
Okay. Last week I asked about, because of all the Trump and double Hillary doing the debate, what's the percentage of the people in the United States that have woken up? And at that time it was approximately 60%. Are you able to say what the percentage is now?
It's about another 10% of that number.
So 70%? I'm really bad with math. You've got to help me out here.
Let's call it 66.
Okay. Okay. So there was a big fireball. I read about that went over part of Russia a few days ago, and there was a great big explosion as it was coming down, and then like a second later, there was another big explosion. Was this part of the off-world battle going on, and they were making sure whatever was coming into Russia, that it wouldn't do harm?
Yes, that was an incursion into your world from the Space Wars.
So, was it supposed to hit Russia and cause problems, and it was stopped? Or it was just, it got knocked out of the sky and was blowing up as it came down?
No, it was a deliberate termination of a ship that wanted to cause problems.
Okay. So the good guys won. Okay, good.
The good guys are winning.
Yes.
It's not over, but very close.
So do you think by the end of 2016 that off-world battle will be completed?
No.
How long, a ballpark estimate, how far into 2017?
The spring of 2018.
It's going to take that long, huh? Okay.
That's nothing compared to the length of time it's been going on, dear one.
Well, I understand. I'm an American. We want to hurry up and get it done now mentality. So this off-world battle that's going on, we also have a battle on Earth going on. So the with the cabal, that was the one with 100,000. Will that be on Earth, on top of Earth? Will that be completed by the end of the year of 2016, or will that still be going?
That will take a little longer.
Little longer than 2016 or 2017?
Yeah.
So
little longer than 2016.
So could you say before a ballpark before June of 2017?
I would say before May 13th of 2017.
Okay. So, I'd like to, if it's possible, Mary, do we have time for me to ask a couple questions on
Cindy?
Personal management. Pardon?
Okay, Cindy, you're breaking up a lot all of a sudden.
Okay, so can I ask, how's this?
Okay.
Okay, so do I have time to ask some personal questions?
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's first question is concerning my two cats. Would they prefer to go to Richard in Oregon or a possibility with Roslyn Ross in Arizona here close to where I live? Where would they be happiest? Or some other place I'm not aware of?
The latter.
Which one's the latter, Roz?
Yes.
Okay. Last week when Mother Mary was on, I asked about when we can do the CE for the RVCE, and when will I possibly be getting my money. She said a few days after November 1st. So that has been pushed out till December.
Correct.
So, in other words, I won't make it just a moment.
You won't make it what?
France. I won't be able to be in France on December 7th then.
That looks tight.
Okay, so when will I be able, I thought we were going to be getting our money.
Unless you allow more possibilities than less.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yes, so you're saying there's a possibility for me to get money before the end of November to be able to get to France through another means?
I am indeed.
Okay, so I'm sort of stumped. Yes?
And can you trust that this can be a possibility?
Yes.
Please do.
Okay, so when do you see my last day at the job that I have now? Because I didn't take Mary's advice. You want to laugh, Mary, now?
You want to know when your last day is going to be?
Yes, I had given my notice as of November 20th on the thought that I'd have my money by then. So I'd like to be able to know when my last day of work is. Because my boss has been really sweet about everything. And she said we would talk more on November 7th. So is there any thoughts of when my last day of work would be?
The one when you allow yourself freedom.
Okay. And do you know what's holding me back?
You cannot, as of yet, see yourself outside of the box that you have placed yourself in.
And that's concerning the currency exchange?
As concerning everything.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to figure that one out, all the boxes that I put myself in. So, okay. Thank you very much, Lancelot. I appreciate it. Thank you,
You're
Mary.
Most welcome.
Thank you, Cindy, very much. Okay?
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Carol, are you on the line, Carol?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hello, dear one.
Good evening, everyone. I had surgery on a tooth, upper right. Can you tell me if that's healing okay?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm doing clay packs on my right shoulder for 33 minutes one day, and then on my clavicle for 33 minutes the next day. How long should I continue that?
Five weeks.
Oh, really? Wow. And
you
just
asked.
The same right shoulder and clavicle, right?
Yes.
Okay. And am I still allowing love and allowing myself to heal?
You're making progress, dear.
Oh, thank you so much. And I feel a really strong connection to my dentist. Is there some kind of a soul connection there? His name is Dr. Whitlow.
You know about soul family?
Yeah, kind of.
He's one of yours.
Okay, but we're not soulmates.
No, but okay. You're part of the same soul family.
All right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and how is the...
I'll keep you posted, Carol.
Okay.
We don't
you already know what I'm going to ask, don't you?
Yeah. We don't have a date yet, but it's coming soon. Okay.
Soon,
thank
like,
you. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Most
right,
likely.
Well, I thank you very much, and many blessings.
And blessings to you, dear one.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
Okay, wonderful. We have the privilege today of being visited by Lancelot of the Round Table, and that is marvelous. And of course, it speaks to the new governance coming, which is going to be much more similar to King Arthur's Round Table than what we've had in the past. So we're talking total clean out, which is wonderful, and a fresh start, which is, boy, do we need that. If you'd like to ask a question, our number is 888-627-6008, alternate number 323-744-4831. And now we're back to Lancelot. Thank you so much for being here today.
Dear one, can I take this opportunity to get on my soapbox for a minute?
Please climb on your soapbox, yes.
Thank you. I want to ask everyone a huge favor. First, I want you to believe in yourselves. Next, I want you to, whatever you're doing that's important to you, I want you to bring this three C's to it.
Three C's, okay.
Yes, you know, the three C's, courage.
Yes.
Commitment.
Uh-huh.
Confidence.
Oh, I like those. Courage, commitment, and confidence.
Yes.
I was going to say clarity, which is not bad, but it's not quite in the category of the other three.
But it's a good thing to have.
Yes. Oh,
yes,
definitely.
Always.
Yes, there's so much misinformation and disinformation running around that clarity's become a big word for me. But the courage, confidence, and commitment. I love it.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. I'd like to ask about our situation with, we were intending and planning to get three Japanese bobtail kittens from a Japanese breeder having to go there to get them. They had named themselves Bozo, Bingo, and Star. And as it turns out now, the breeder apparently, reportedly, was approached by a patriarchal Japanese family there in her own country, and so she caved and let them have the kittens. Is that correct?
Yes, dear.
Okay. And I'm grateful that the kittens will have each other, because apparently there's not a lot of spiritual focus there, so they won't be doing the work they would be doing for us, or would have been doing for us as ambassadors from spirit.
Not this lifetime.
Okay. So we might have them another time.
Correct.
Good. Okay, because they're very special souls, are they not? All
they
three
are.
Of them? Yes. Great. Okay. So our plan is instead to find kittens locally. The Ninth Life Sanctuary here is apparently in some, maybe some chaos of moving and not wanting to focus on public.
There is no maybe about that chaos there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I wish we could help them financially, but we have not been able to do so.
Coming.
Coming. Do you see one or two kittens there that once they are open to public contact that we will be able to find what we're looking for there?
Correct.
Okay, is that more likely than the Humane Society?
More likely, yes, but I wouldn't limit my possibilities if
okay.
I were you.
Okay, no, I won't limit it because just we want the right kittens and I don't care where they come from.
Good.
Good. Okay. I have been sent a video that I have not watched, a YouTube, that talks about what is called the sneeze from the galactic central sun. Do it any time now. And the sender says they see it as removing the veil entirely from some light workers and affecting the rest of the population in positive degrees to some degree. Does that sound correct?
For a small percentage of humanity, yes, that is correct.
A small percentage. The ones that are more aware?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And is it true that it will activate the great crystal in the center of the earth?
That is so.
That is so. Okay, so that's powerful, right?
Quite.
Okay, and this will help in the removal of the dark ones as well?
Yes, it will.
Okay, that is marvelous. Is there anything else that you can tell us at this time that hasn't already been covered about the events coming that will be a surprise to many people, and we certainly, one of the goals is to keep down the chaos, or any chaos, try to prevent that as much as possible. Can you draw any kind of scenario for us of what to look for?
I say to you all, be open, be open, be open. This change is coming. It is here, you have to be open.
Okay, so we need to welcome the good stuff and reassure anybody around us who's concerned.
Yes.
And thus do our best to be peacemakers in a sense.
Do your best to assist those who need your help.
Okay. Okay. And trying to keep responses to their concerns simple, straightforward, and short, and not dump too much information on them as that they may not be ready for?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Because sometimes I know I have done this and I've seen others do it as well. We know so much about what's going on, and we tend to try to tell everybody everything, and that does not work.
No. No. You simply get balled up in the, yes.
Right. Okay. Okay. Is there any reason at this time to have cash and food and water and so forth stored to some degree in every household as much as possible?
I say to you, do not give chaos or emergencies any energy. Zero.
Zero. Okay.
Do not go there.
Okay, then to see this all flowing smoothly.
Yes.
And gently.
And joy. See joy on the surface of your planet.
Oh, it is. It's going to be wonderful.
It is.
Absolutely wonderful.
For real.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners at this time, Lancelot?
I say again, believe in yourselves. You can. Choose and do. Because you can.
Okay.
Help.
Yes, each of us can help those around us who feel some need for support or reassurance.
Indeed, you can.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I understand there was an earthquake in Italy, in that area, very recently.
Yes.
Was that a cleansing operation on the part of Mother Earth or something else?
Something else.
I see. Is that something you can share with us, the purpose of that earthquake?
Not at this time. It's not time. It's too soon.
Okay. Okay. I do not know the area of Italy that it was in. Was it near Rome or in the northern part of Italy or way down in the boot?
It wasn't way down in the boot. It was in the cusp.
The cusp.
Yes.
Okay, so that's more toward the center. I'm trying to think of the shape of Italy. Okay, so, excuse me, not far from Rome, then?
Correct.
Okay. All right. The president of the Philippines has recently made a public statement and commitment, I guess, to as much as possible to rid his country of cabal people and their influence, and to basically clean things up. Is this a genuine effort on his part?
It is.
He's a good guy?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good, good. Is he going to be, is he protected?
Yes.
And will he be able to make a difference in the next few weeks and months?
He is making a difference.
He is already. Wonderful. Yes. Wonderful. Okay. I think there's a lot of work and help that needs to be done in the Philippines, and there's wonderful people there. My trip that I had there many years ago was, people were beautiful, but they were dealing with a lot of difficult situations.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Okay. I am so pleased that you spoke positively about Putin and the difference he's making and how he's handling the global situations with just standing firm but not aggressing. And what's happening in Syria right now? What's currently going on in Syria?
A calming down in Syria?
Yes, in Syria.
Things are calming down.
Things are calming down?
Yes.
And the good guys are winning?
Absolutely.
And the mercenaries' monies have been cut off, so a lot of them have left the bad guy, so to speak.
Correct.
Okay. Most mercenaries just want the money, but when they don't get the money, they stop and think sometimes about, am I really doing the right thing, or I need to be out of here and do something different.
Dear one, I think it's much simpler than that. You don't pay me, I don't kill.
Okay. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, that fortunately does make sense. So when we cut off the money, the good guys cutting off the money, that certainly helps that situation. I'm very grateful things are calming down over there.
It is a necessary thing.
Absolutely. There have been several reports of Iraq being able to actually revalue its currency on the streets of Iraq, so to speak, not internationally yet, but for the people. Is there some truth in that?
There are little bits of that happening, not a great deal.
Okay, so maybe in certain communities or certain banks or just a very limited...
Communities.
No, it's certain communities. Okay. Okay. Do you see that progressing in the next few weeks, that kind of change for the benefit of the Iraqi people?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. That is wonderful. Has Antarctica been pretty well cleared of those who tried to escape the planet and can't do it anymore?
That possibility has been shut down, shall we say.
Yes. Okay.
Plain and simple.
All right. So the ones who've tried to control or have controlled Earth for a long time are pretty much stuck here now?
There are those that are being offered the opportunity to go elsewhere.
Well, yes, some of them are needing to be taken to other planets or other systems, right?
Correct.
And that's progressing, but that's under the umbrella of cleanup as opposed to escape, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Can you give us any estimate of the amount of cabal or minions left on the planet in politics, banking, government, etc., of how far still has to be done, so to speak?
The number that still have to be dealt with is less than 10% of what it was.
Oh, that is excellent. That is excellent. And most of their resources now are being cut off, right?
Correct.
So they can't do much.
Correct.
All right. That's wonderful. Well, Lancelot, thank you so very much for being here today. We're very grateful to you, and we appreciate your presence as being a precursor of the new governance coming. Yes?
You're most welcome, dear one. It has been my pleasure to be with you.
Well, we're very grateful, and we thank you so very much.
Namaste.
Namaste.